From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. Every day, the numbers at the campfire change. Containment today is listed at 80%. 81 people are confirmed dead. 870 today are listed as missing. And more than 13,500 homes have been destroyed. So Thanksgiving is going to be a difficult time for everyone affected in any way by this wildfire. When President Trump visited the burned town of Paradise this past weekend, he talked about additional federal aid. His quote was, "So we're putting in the farm bill $500 million. You might remember Ben Adler talking with me Monday about what that comment might mean. But then yesterday, the Sacramento Bee's Washington correspondent, Emily Cadet, posted a follow-up story about it. She's been reporting and researching the comment. She's joining us now by phone from Washington. Hi, Emily. Glad you had time for Insight today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about what you found out about that $500 million.
Well, apparently President was confused because there isn't actually any additional money coming for forest management or fire prevention in the farm bill. Technically, the farm bill is, in Washington, wonk speak, what we call an authorization bill. So it doesn't actually provide money for anything. It just authorizes programs. So we confirmed that there wasn't, in fact, any money being inserted into the farm bill for fires. Any funding that would come for forest management, as Trump was talking about, would have to come in a separate spending bill. But there as well, it sounds like the administration is not requesting additional funds beyond what has already been drafted for fire management for the coming year.
So the U.S. Forest Service is under the USDA, and that could be part of the farm bill. So that part is correct, right?
Right. There is a forestry provision in the farm bill. So the farm bill really sets out the parameters of programs, and it certainly sets policies for how programs can be carried forward, but it doesn't set particular sums of money for those programs. So in the farm bill, which is still being negotiated in Congress, there are a number of provisions related to forest management. Those simply don't have dollar figures attached to them, however.
There was a chance to clarify this in this press conference that has been reported in the news today that included Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. So tell me how he answered questions about it and anybody else you spoke to about this, Emily.
Well, what Secretary Perdue and Secretary Zinke, the Department of Interior Secretary, both emphasized on the call was they want new authorizations in the Farm Bill. They want, basically what they're asking for is for Congress to allow them to avoid certain environmental review processes for forest management projects, particularly logging projects, forest thinning projects. And when I asked Secretary Perdue if he was also asking for more money from Congress for forest management, he said no, they are not asking for additional funds. There's already a certain pocket of money that's in the bill that has not been passed by Congress that they also need to pass before the end of the year, the spending bill for forest management, but they're not asking for more money on top of that.
The president has continued to hit hard on forest management. There was a letter put out by the White House press office, and in it, it is urging congressional action on this. And I think you also saw this letter, Emily, where the conversation is that the legislation, the farm bill, should ultimately include these provisions. It kind of lays out the what-if scenario, but is it any more than that at this point, just a what-if or we wish this would happen?
Well, they're basically trying to pressure the negotiators in Congress right now. There's a House version of the Farm Bill, which includes these measures that the White House and the secretaries want, and then there's a Senate bill that does not. And they're trying to reconcile differences right now. And what they're talking about is pretty controversial. It's very strongly opposed by environmental groups. They say that it would be dangerous to roll back those environmental review requirements. And it would be very difficult to get those provisions in the final farm bill just because of the opposition in the Senate. And so the Republicans are really trying to put pressure now on negotiators to include some of that. I think it's still unlikely, just given the balance of power in Congress. But that's sort of the debate that's playing out. But it's entirely separate from this 500 million number that Trump was talking about, which nobody in Congress seems to know what he was referring to. And certainly they say it's not actually a number that's being added in the farm bill.
Did you find even one person who knew about that number or where it might have come from?
No, and the White House would not address the question. I worked with one of our White House correspondents to try and get the White House to answer exactly what he was referring to, and they would not address the specifics of that. My best guess is that he's just confusing the figure that's already in the spending that has yet to be passed. That's roughly $500 million for forest management. That's a number that would be consistent with past years. That's nothing new. That's not an increase. In previous years, Congress has appropriated somewhere between $500 and $600 million for forest management programs. I can't say exactly what the president was thinking, but he clearly got some numbers mixed up in his head and some pieces of legislation mixed up as well.
I'm talking with the Sacramento Bee's Washington correspondent, Emily Cadet. You brought up the House and Senate, so let me also note that a letter was sent out from both California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris. And in this, it looks like they're just asking for wildfire victims to be included in disaster funding. And so I explored this a little further, and what we're talking about here is perhaps additional money beyond what FEMA already has for disaster funding. And it sounds like the senators just want to have a place in line. Do you think I'm characterizing that correctly?
My understanding is more or less that's right. Basically, as it stands now, the agencies that are responsible for the emergency response in California, so FEMA, the USDA, HUD for housing services, all of those agencies are working on the ground. And right now they have the funding in their current budgets that they believe will be necessary to help respond to the existing crises. So it doesn't sound like there's going to need to be additional funding. Sometimes, like last year with all the really catastrophic hurricanes, there was a supplemental sort of emergency funding bill to add money to those agencies. But it doesn't sound like that's necessary. And the big thing the senators are really pushing for right now is just to make sure that wildfire victims get special consideration from the IRS when it comes to tax relief, that they are eligible for certain deductions, that make sure they're eligible for certain programs. And that will probably come in any final legislation that Congress passes by the end of the year.
Senator Feinstein's office clarified for me that of the three supplemental bills last year passed for this FEMA funding that you're talking about, Emily, the third one did include wildfire relief. And so in 2017, $1.47 billion went to the Napa-Sonoma area and $241 million went to the Southern California Ventura area. So as I understand it, what this is addressing is whatever those supplemental bills might be. But anyone listening to this conversation might wonder, is there going to be enough money to cover my loss? Is there enough money here for what we just experienced? And it was reinforced to me, too, that FEMA has disaster funding to cover what has happened this year in hurricanes and in wildfires so far. Is that your same understanding?
Yes, it is. And it's worth keeping in mind that actually it's a new fiscal year for government. So as of October 1, they started fiscal year 2019. So they're actually fairly new into this current fiscal year. So they still have quite a bit of money in their accounts at this point. And so when I've asked the agencies where things stand, it sounds like they're not going to run out of money. And again, this is for the immediate kind of relief and disaster response, rebuilding, et cetera. Although, as I think Governor Brown has noted and others have noted, this is going to be a long-term effort to rebuild. And the federal government has committed, by issuing the disaster declarations, it has committed to helping the state with those rebuilding efforts and with rebuilding money.
And that's important to note that none of this actually kicks into motion until the president declares a disaster area, which allows the disaster funding to be put into motion. So that's why that was really important at the beginning of the Camp Fire and the president's relationship with California leadership, that disaster declaration happen.
Right. And that's actually something that the White House has been very good about responding very quickly with the disaster declarations. There has been good cooperation between the federal government and the state of California on that front. And I think Governor Brown has reflected that and actually thanked the government for working together on that.
So we have reported at CAP Radio that more than 13,000 people now have applied for FEMA funds for this relief aid, and that can certainly happen at the center in the disaster zone. It can also happen online, too, and it's happening from all over the country right now, Emily.
Right, and certainly, you know, FEMA, unfortunately, has been, you know, getting more and more involved in these relief efforts as we've seen the catastrophic nature of the wildfires become greater, as the catastrophic nature of hurricanes has become greater in recent years. You know, you can debate what is causing climate change. I don't think that the scientists out there are really debating it that much anymore at this point, but certainly the disasters are getting worse. And so our federal first responders are having to do more and more and increase the amount that's budgeted to respond to these kind of disasters.
Okay, we are posting a link along with all of our other fire coverage to how to apply for FEMA funds for disaster relief. Before I let you go, Emily, would you talk about Nancy Pelosi right now in this process of negotiating support to be able to return to her Speaker of the House role? And this is leading up to the ultimate vote, which will be January 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Right. So she seems to be doing what Nancy Pelosi does best, which is twisting some arms, negotiating, leveraging the various sources of power that she has to bring people on board. It's basically a math game for her. She needs to get 218 votes in January to be the next speaker. And assuming no Republicans vote for her, which I think is a pretty safe assumption, she would need a certain number. She can't lose more than a certain number of Democrats. And so right now she's just trying to shore up her support among Democrats. And that involves, you know, offering committee posts or new leadership slots or making other types of promises on policy goals. So, you know, I think as long as Nancy Pelosi doesn't have a really open challenger, which she does not, I find it hard to imagine that she won't be the next speaker in January.
All right, Emily, there was snow last week in Washington, D.C. What kind of a Thanksgiving is ahead of you tomorrow?
It's supposed to be very cold here, actually, like abnormally cold. So we're going to be bundling up, but it'll be nice and quiet, hopefully, for once in Washington.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
That's Emily Cadet. She is the Sacramento Bee's Washington correspondent. We'll post a link to her article and some of the letters that I referenced. And there's more wildfire coverage and that link to applying for disaster relief funds at capradio.org. This is Insight on Cap Radio.